You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded a double-digit rise in new coronavirus cases for the third consecutive day. 13 new infections have been identified in the state. Four of them are linked to an outbreak at the Stamford Plaza Hotel. One return traveller has tested positive to COVID-19, while another case remains under investigation. The state's infectious tally now sits at 1,792, with 91 of them still active. But Senior Government Minister Jacinta Allan says next week's easing of restrictions will go ahead as planned, despite the rise in cases.
We're keeping a really close eye on the numbers, taking the careful advice from the Chief Health Officer, and we've got already have previously announced to the Victorian community what the next stage of restrictions look like, but we are carefully monitoring that. We'll continue to take the advice of the Chief Health Officer, and if there's any change to those restrictions, we'll give that information to the Victorian community as quickly as we possibly can.
New South Wales has reported 7 new COVID-19 cases, all of whom are travellers in hotel quarantine. Meanwhile, the South Australian government has announced it will open the state's borders to travellers from Queensland. The decision follows an earlier move to lift coronavirus restrictions on people coming from Western Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory. Premier Stephen Marshall says the change will take effect from midnight tonight.
I emphasise this doesn't mean necessarily that South Australians can go into Queensland, but we're lifting our state borders. And so people from Queensland, whether they be Queensland citizens or whether they be South Australians returning, they will not be required to do that 14 days of mandatory self-isolation.
Economists are predicting the unemployment rate will worsen as coronavirus support measures are rolled back in Australia. The jobless rate has reached its highest level in nearly 20 years, spiking to 7.1% in May. The decline in employment last month is the second largest on record after national figures show nearly 600,000 people lost work in April. The new unemployment figures come in a week when it was also announced Australia's lowest paid workers will get a $13 a week pay rise. This means the national minimum wage will rise 1.75% to $753.80 a week from the 1st of July, the Fair Work Commission announced today. But Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says many people have given up looking for work and are going to need more support in the months ahead.
And the truth is that today it's exactly 100 days until JobKeeper stops and people literally will just fall off a cliff. The idea that you can just withdraw all of that support at one point in time. Childcare workers have already been thrown off JobKeeper from next week, and it's going to have a real impact. The government needs to put in place an economic strategy that has jobs, jobs and jobs as its three priorities.
Fears over rising unemployment haven't stopped Australians rushing to the shops as COVID-19 restrictions were eased, with biggest spend up in history recorded. Australian Bureau of Statistics preliminary retail turnover figures for May surged 16.3%, the largest rise in 38 years of the survey. It follows the largest fall ever of 17.7% in April. And Jetstar is offering heavily discounted flights from just $19 as part of its plan to reboot the struggling industry. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.